We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
God, I love Natalie Merchant. You like 10,000 Maniacs, Paul?
They're okay. I don't hate them. There's some of their stuff is good.
I used to be drunk at what was the name of that joint? Broadway Joe's, right up the street from my apartment in Buffalo. And I went in one night because of the sign out front said tonight 10,000 Maniacs.
Yeah. Like,
let's go listen to that. Oh, my God. And you walk in. She was nervous back then, Natalie Merchant, so she would sing with her back to the audience, but it was phenomenal.
I would be willing to bet it was a good concert, in concert.
How many great athletes, great entertainers, performers do we miss when they're at their very best? That's what I ask you. Marcus Dupree, Pete Maravich. Nobody saw Pete Maravich when he was truly legendary, which was as a freshman at LSU. They couldn't play varsity back then.
Right.
So he'd walk in, they'd sell out the freshman game, and then everybody would leave before the LSU, like him, or like so many entertainers and performers. Like, how great must Jimi Hendrix have been before he became mainstream? Like, imagine walking into a coffee shop somewhere in Greenwich Village in 1964 or something, and there's Jimi Hendrix.
No, that would be that. Those kind of stories are incredible. Like you know, I'm into the hair metal thing, right?
The what?
The hair metal thing, you know, the hair metal.
Hair metal?
Hair bands.
Do you know what that is?
Motley Crue, Poison.
Like hair, that meaning they, you know, they long were hair and they play metal.
Yeah, but in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a genre of music. There was heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
And then what they called hair metal, which was considered a little bit more glam and poppy.
Yeah.
So it was like Motley Crue and Poison and Warrant and Winger and all those, Whitesnake, all those groups.
Right.
But there is a famous place in Los Angeles called The Whiskey, where groups like Van Halen got their start.
Elton John, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so yes. Could you imagine, like, if you were lived in L.A.,
right,
and we're just somebody that went to the Whiskey every, you know, every once a week or whatever, just to see. Could you imagine the bands that nobody knew who they were,
and maybe never found out? Like in Nashville, right. I remember going to a bar with Steige, and we saw one of the greatest bands I've ever seen, and I don't think they've ever made it big. I'm like, I'm as close as you are to me.
Right.
Like, I'm at the bar, turn around, and there's this band that is phenomenal.
At the closest to that I could come, way, way back, I went to in McKee's Rocks, of all places. You remember former Steeler Chuck Sanders?
No.
He had a cup of coffee with Steelers, but he was with them for maybe a year or two. Slippery Rock legend, Penn Hills legend. Anyway, him and a couple of other guys from the team put together a comedy club in McKee's Rocks. So I went one night to this comedy club in McKee's Rocks. It was only open for maybe like 6 months, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it was Chuck Sanders, a couple other Steelers, put together their money, opened a comedy club. And the big name was, I don't know, whoever was famous at the time, but his opening act was a guy by the name of Chris Tucker.
Oh, man.
And everybody was laughing. Like, we were laughing so hysterically hard at this Chris Tucker. And then the opening act, you know, the main act was like, oh, okay, well, this guy's kind of that guy, you know what I mean? So
he's one of my all-time favorites.
That's as close to one of those stories as I can come. Is I saw Chris Tucker when nobody knew who the hell he was, and I never laughed so hard in my life.
I cried at the Friday was great, of course. But what was the other movie he was in?
Well, he was in a lot of movies.
I know, but there was one that
Money
was...
Talks was hilarious.
Is it Rush Hour?
Rush Hour was hilarious.
I cried at that. I cried at Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura the first time it came out. I was on the floor, like, just crying. Here's another one.
Did you ever see Money Talks?
No. Funny? It's
one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I can't. The funny thing is, I can't. There's certain, like, scenes in movies where I watch it. I can watch it 1,000 times and it still has the same effect on me.
Yeah.
You know, I saw one of those the other night. I was flipping through the channels. Did you ever see Tommy Boy with Chris Farley?
Yes.
The scene where he's trying to sell a car, right? He's trying to sell brakes and he picks up the guy's, you know, model car on his desk. And this is what happens when you, and he lights it on fire. Listen, I can't get through that scene without laughing and laughing till I'm crying.
It's like the Dumb and Dumber bathroom scene with Jeff Daniels.
Yes, but in Money Talks, there's about 5 scenes like that where it doesn't matter. I just can't get over. I laugh so hard every time.
Here's another one. Living in the East End of Pittsburgh when I first moved here, listening to, what was the name of the place? The Rosebud? It was at the bottom of Baum Boulevard, and it was replaced by Dick Scaife's car place. Was it the Rosebud? I don't remember what it was. But we would listen to Rusted Root and this particular song, Paul, which has now become ridiculously famous. We'd be going crazy. I'd be losing my mind. If you pictured me in like 95, 94, something in there, in this joint at midnight, I was going crazy to this. And it leads me to wonder about athletes, too. Was the best time to see so-and-so in high school before any of us? I saw Walter Berry. Remember him from St. John's?
Yeah.
Saw him in high school. I think it was actually in AAU. He came through Buffalo. So I went to see him. Ridiculous. Nobody could stop the guy. Lefty, too. How many guys did you see or did we miss?
Who's the best high school player that you ever saw?
Basketball?
Either. In football.
My brother and I went to the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse for an AAU tournament, and there was a team from Coney Island, I think, that had Steph Marbury on it.
Oh.
And he scored every point.
Yeah.
I remember when
the round ball came, the best part of the round ball was the 2 or 3 days of practices up at Duquesne leading up to the
round
ball.
Would you go to
the,
could the public go to those,
yeah,
or you got an
in? I was there, and what's his name, Sean Kemp, was an absolute man among boys. And there was the one session, and I mean this, if you look at those round ball programs, I mean, they were loaded with guys who were NBA players. He must have had like 10 or 11 dunks over top of somebody in the practice. And he talked the entire time.
That must have been great.
That's when I said, this dude is different. Obviously, I saw LeBron James in high school. I saw Kobe in high school. You know, I saw a number of these guys. One of the most impressive players I've ever saw in any sport was a LeVar Arrington as a freshman at North Hills. That was absurd.
In football. No, that was like Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick.
It was absurd.
I always tell people that was just stupid.
They were playing one game, I remember, and they got a penalty, and it was a 3rd and 19, and they ran a sweep to him, and he ran for 80 yards.
Right.
It was like, remember the Titans, you know, remember the Titans. We've got 80 yards to go to score, so what are we going to do? A backside Georgia reverse.
Yeah.
Right? We're not going to try and throw the ball. We're going to run
trap
a reverse.
Yeah. We'll run a trap play
with
LeVar. We're
going to run a reverse. But that's what they did at North Hills. It was like a third and 18 or third and 19. They ran a sweep. Not even like some, you know, a sweep to LeVar. He just ran, outran everyone to the corner, and then boom, gone.
Now imagine the players we never saw in high school. What was Wilt like in high school?
Oh.
That would have been like an NBA player against toddlers. Or Kareem at Power Memorial in New York City. I mean, what must that have been like? And maybe was that the best time ever to see them? Like, were they the biggest spectacle then, even though they went on to all these great feats? I always wonder about that.
I remember, you know, I mean, he turned out, he was a pretty good pro for a lot of years, but he was one of the guys that went from...
Which guy are we talking?
He went from, Al Harrington went from, you know, high school, was drafted like maybe 20th or something or 23rd or something by the Pacers. He had a pretty good career, but he didn't become like Kobe or something.
Yeah.
But I remember going to cover him, and he played at St. Patrick's in Elizabeth, New Jersey. They had this tiny gym. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it fit, let's say if the capacity was like, say, 300 people in this gym, there was every bit of 600 people stuffed everywhere. You know, it was just like those in the movies, you know, when like, oh, there's this phenom you got to go see. Everybody stuffs into the gym, right, in the movies. It was the same type thing. Everybody was there to see him. And I walked out of the gym and said, that's pretty impressive. But I was more impressed by the point guard who ended up going to Siena and having a really good career. He was 6'6", point guard. I was actually more impressed by the point guard than I was the kid that everyone's raving over.
I'll tell you who else was a spectacle back in Buffalo, and I played against him, was Curtis Akin. 65 points he had in one game.
Oh.
He had like 2,100 points in 3 or 4 years, whatever it was. He was a machine. And, you know, you have to adjust your game a little bit when you get to college and all that. I think he became more of a pure point guard and things like that at first, at least. So you just never know when you're seeing any given athlete or performer at the very height of their powers. And I'm thinking about this already. We started with a Natalie Merchant song here, and I was watching clips of her way back when, the middle of her prime. And it passes quickly, Paul.
It does. Absolutely.
Pistol Pete. I mentioned him. I'd give anything. If I could watch one guy play sports that I didn't get to see when they were at their best, I would go back and watch him, because there was nobody like him with the floppy socks his first year, his freshman year in that dome they had way back then, that pyramid at LSU, and just watch him.
I mean, that to me, that would be incredible. The thing for me would be I would love to have seen Wilt play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I mean,
did he have 100 points in a high school game, too? He must have. He must have scored every point.
Here's all I'm going to tell you about Wilt Chamberlain. When people try and tell me about, you know, who is the greatest and who is this and that. The greatest season ever turned in by a basketball player, and I don't care what anybody says, I mean, an NBA player, right? Was, what year was it here? 1961-62 Wilt. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
50.4 points per game. Per game. For 82 games. 50.4 points. That means if you have a night where you only have 38, you got to come up with 62 the next night.
Wait.
50.
Wait, I'm going back to high school at Overbrook. It says in 1955 in high school, he was already 7'1". people back then like probably averaged like 5'8 in high school, right. And he scored 74, 78, and 90 points in consecutive games.
Yeah. So, but that's in high school. Think about it, he's in the NBA. He had 50.4 points per game and 25.7 rebounds per game. Like, what does a leading rebound guy get to nowadays? 13, 14 maybe a game? He had 50.4 and 25.7. Hey, you know what? Lisa Leslie scored 100 points in a game, in a high school game.
What about Mario in junior hockey?
Oh, that would have been silly.
In 70 games, he had 282 points. How's that even mathematically possible?
That's four.
He had 133 goals in 70 games.
That's almost two goals a game, and that's 4 points a game.
In the playoffs, he had 52 points in 14 games for Laval. 52 points in 14 games, including 20 average over two goals a game.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I always think about that.
Mario, I mean,
anyway.
Any of those like superstars, they were prodigies. You know, I mean, we can go back even further. How about watching, you know, Arnold Palmer play high school golf or, you know what I mean? Or in the amateur or whatever.
Right.
You know,
or baseball, watching some of these guys,
yeah,
what they must've done.
Watching, you know, a guy like Randy Johnson when he was, you know,
a senior in high school,
when he was 11 years old, Randy Johnson mowing people down.
Wait, now I want to see how many people imagine facing him in high school. I quit baseball because I couldn't hit a curveball. As soon as Bob Newsall, he was a left-hander, I thought I was pretty good. But he was a lefty, and he threw me a curveball that started high and way outside and wound up off the plate inside, literally at my ankles. And when I saw that, I don't know that I said it to myself out loud, but there was a thought, I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to be able to hit a pitch like that, so what's the point of playing anymore?
Right.
It was the most demoralizing single incident of my entire sports career. Limits, did you play baseball?
I did briefly when I was younger. Now just dabbling in wiffle ball because baseball passed me by.
Dabbling in wiffle ball? This kid is incredible, Paul, isn't he?
Wiffle ball. Were you a good wiffle ball player, Joe? I imagine you played lots of wiffle.
One of the greatest who ever lived.
I could so see you being, because wiffle ball guys, that was like a cult in my mind, the wiffle ball guys.
Yeah, I had a knuckleball that was unhittable.
Yeah, my brother and his buddies, they would play wiffle ball literally hours and hours and hours. And they had, you know, all of these different fields that they would set up.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, we had home games and road games. I corked my bat too.
they would set up like, and they had, you know, my brother had like 15 different pitches.
Yes,
you know,
the riser, the Craig Panini riser. Yeah, listen to this, Paul. Long before he became a baseball Hall of Famer, Randy Johnson stood 6'9" by his senior year at Livermore High, an angular and unpolished teenage beanpole. All elbows and knees unfurling into an awkward, menacing delivery, already had a big league scowl and a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. You're a high school kid at the plate facing a lefty who's 6'9" and throwing 95. How do you think that went?
Yeah. And I don't think that – I bet you half the guys he faced were just – they didn't even want to be in the batter's box.
One of his opponents said there weren't a lot of 6'9 guys living out here in suburbia. That must have been. And again, the spectacle. that we'll never get to see. We can only read about the legends. All right, Paul. We never got around to Bailey Falter and the Pirates.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.